I'd like to welcome you to the Petersburg Baptist Church this morning. We're glad to be here. I wish you could be here with us, but since you can't, we are glad to come to you by way of the internet. Our call to worship this morning is from Luke chapter 7, verses 20 through 23. When the men came to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the expected one, or do we look for someone else?' At that very time, he cured many people of diseases and afflictions and evil spirits, and he gave sight to those who were blind. And he answered and said to them, 'Go and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached to them. Blessed is he who does not take offense at me.'" This morning, as we look at Augustine's confession, we realize that it's still a prayer, that he's praying the scriptures. Some of the things in the prayer are difficult to understand. Some of them seem to be contradictions, but they all point out the fact that God isn't the same as we are. We are created beings, created in his image, but we're not God. And so there are some things here that might be a bit confusing, maybe a bit deeper than what we would normally think or how we would normally think. But think on these things as we read from Augustine's confession. "What art thou then, my God? What but the Lord God? For who is Lord but the Lord? And who is God save our God? Most highest, most good, most potent, most omnipotent, most merciful, yet most just, most hidden, most present, most beautiful, yet most strong, stable, yet incomprehensible, unchangeable, yet all changing, never new, never old, all renewing and bringing age upon the proud, and they know it not, ever working, ever at rest, still gathering, yet nothing lacking, supporting, filling, and overspreading, creating, nourishing, and maturing, seeking, yet having all things. Thou lovest without passion, art jealous without anxiety, repentest, yet grievest not, art angry, yet serene, changest thy works, thy purpose unchanged, receivest again what thou findest, yet didst never lose, never in need, yet rejoicing in gains, never covetous, yet exacting usury. Thou receivest over and above that thou mayest owe, and who hast aught that is not thine? Thou payest debts, owing nothing, remittest debts, losing nothing. And what had I now said, my God, my life, my holy joy? Or what sayest any man when he speaks of thee? Yet woe to him who speaketh not, since mute are even the most eloquent." Let's look to the Lord in prayer again. I'll use no last names, but pray for those who have submitted requests this week and in past weeks. Our Father and God, we come to you as a church family, and we bring our church family to you at this time, and yet we think too of our extended families. Father, those who are living across the country, affected, Lord, by the lockdown, isolated from each other, we pray, Lord, your blessing upon each one who has such a part in our hearts. Father, we ask this morning for our first responders, for doctors, nurses, those who serve as EMS, those who are firemen. Lord, we bring them all to you, asking, Lord, that you would be with them, that you would strengthen and protect them. Father, I pray this morning for Daryl's cousin, Yvonne, who is going in for breast cancer surgery this week. I pray, Father, for our Melissa as she goes in for a procedure this week. I ask for Charlie and Bob, who are both dealing with a lot of pain. We ask, Lord, that you would be with them, be with Bob as he goes to see his doctors. Help them to come up with something that would relieve his pain. Father, we pray for those who have had family losses, for Phyllis and her family, for Margot and Charlie and their family. We pray, Lord, for those who have the coronavirus that we know about and those that we don't know about. We pray for Lori's grandmother, Bill's sister, Karen's cousin, Brian, and so many more, Lord, that we probably don't even know they have it. We pray, Lord, your hand of healing for each and every one. We pray for Tom's co-worker, and we ask, dear Lord, that you would just put your hand of healing upon them. We ask for those who are having trouble seeing. We pray for Steve and for Derek and for healing for their eyes. We pray for many who have asthma and other breathing problems. We pray, Lord, for those who are experiencing heart problems. We pray for those who have other underlying problems that we think of in our own congregation and elsewhere. We pray, Father, for those who are working at home or having to go to work. Father, for those who are laid off, we ask, Lord, that you would provide every one of their needs. We ask for those who are responsible for the health care of others, Lord, and those who are working with them. Bless them, Father, we pray. Bless each one of us, Lord. We pray that you would keep us from all disease. And Father, we thank you for your loving care. We thank you, Lord, that you are near to each one of us. And we pray, Lord, that we might have a sense of your presence, even though we are separated from each other. We pray, Lord, that we might know that you are here with us and for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our service this morning is about Bartimaeus receiving his sight. And we're going to sing the hymn. If you have a hymnal at home, it's 346. Pass me not. Otherwise, hopefully, I'll sing from the monitor so I make sure that I don't leave you behind. Okay, Karen.
Thank you.
Our scripture for this morning comes from Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Then they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, a blind man named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. When he heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many were sternly telling him to be quiet, but he kept crying out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, stand up. He is calling for you." Throwing aside his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And answering him, Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabboni, I want to regain my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and began following him on the road. The presence of Jesus we see in these verses. There is a time that Jesus passes by. Most people don't notice him today. Crowds gathered during his incarnation. At another time, Jesus was walking on the water. And Jesus, it said, would have walked by the disciples on the Sea of Galilee if they had not been watchful. Jesus said, "Watch and pray." The disciples would have been stalled by the storm in the middle of the sea. Peter would never have walked on the water. Jesus would have passed by. But the disciples were watching. They watched and prayed. And Jesus got in the boat. When Jesus got into the boat, they were at the other side. Immediately, we are in the midst of a sea of doubt, of depression, of fear, a sea of isolation. But Jesus is here. Jesus is greater than our doubt, our depression, our fears, our isolation. Watch every day for his presence in your life. If Bartimaeus had not been watching, Jesus would have passed by. Bartimaeus would have continued to be blind. But Jesus was passing by. When Helen Keller was asked if it was terrible to be blind, she responded, "Better to be blind and see with your heart than to have two good eyes and see nothing." Bartimaeus might have been physically blind, but he saw Jesus passing by. There are too many people today who can physically see, but are spiritually blind. Someone said, "There is no one so blind as he who will not see." 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." What a beautiful sunrise we had this morning. What a beautiful sunrise it is when we recognize Jesus in our lives. And Bartimaeus was persistent. I'm sure Bartimaeus was used to being ignored. Who wants to see the poor and the helpless? We like to think God gives everyone the opportunity to succeed. Bartimaeus could have gotten lost in the crowd. But Bartimaeus had heard about Jesus. Jesus the healer. Jesus the merciful. Jesus the Lord. Jesus who was God in flesh. Jesus the Messiah. Jesus the Son of David. Bartimaeus could have known the Psalms. The poorest in countries around the world today have the greatest revivals. The people whose only treasure is a Savior and the hope of heaven. They know the Lord. They know the love of the Lord. This is what Bartimaeus perhaps had learned from the Psalms. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. Psalm 17:6. From Psalm 52, verse 2. O God, hear my prayer. Give ear to the words of my mouth. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Psalm 71, verse 2. Psalm 86, verse 1. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Psalm 86, verse 6. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my plea for grace. And Psalm 143, verse 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness, answer me. In your righteousness. God invites us to come to him in prayer. The crowd said, don't bother Jesus. He's a busy man. He's important. But Bartimaeus didn't listen to them. He was blind. His world was dark, but he had eyes to see the Savior. They were stern with him. They tried to quiet him. But you can imagine with this, his only hope, Bartimaeus lifted his voice again and again, Son of David, have mercy on me. Isaiah said it in chapter 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. In Isaiah again, chapter 49, verse 8, thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. Isaiah 49, verse 8. And then from the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people to reestablish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. Jesus invites us, God invites us to pray. Today we still hear the voices of the crowd. We hear the voices of our politicians telling us that prayer doesn't work. They want us to believe that faith is futile. It's not your faith that is slowing down the virus. It's your politicians. Give us the credit that we deserve. But if it were not for the grace of God, we would all be lost. The wages of sin is still in the Bible. The wages of sin is death. Thank God we don't get what we deserve. Like Bartimaeus, we cry out for the mercy of the Son of David. We need to confess our sin. As Jesus said to one of those he forgave in the Bible, go and sin no more. And by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, it is possible. A few weeks ago, we read about Jesus stopping the plague in the days of David. 70,000 men of Israel died. I'm not sure if women and children were included in that 70,000. It was a terrible time. David's sin had brought this plague upon the nation. David accepted the responsibility of the plague. David confessed his sin to the Lord. David stood between the plague and the people of Jerusalem, and the plague stopped. Bartimaeus couldn't see it. Maybe he sensed it. Maybe it was the attitude of the crowd. But Jesus stopped. The Bible says, and Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, stand up. He is calling for you." Throwing aside his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And answering him, Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" Can you imagine the scene? Jesus stops. Jesus commands, "Call him here." The crowds now encourage him to stand up and go to Jesus. Bartimaeus jumped up and ran to him. He didn't care if he bumped into somebody. He didn't care if he fell over. He'd get up and run again toward that voice. He would do anything necessary to get to Jesus. This was his time. Nobody was going to get in his way. Nobody could keep him from his Savior. And then the words of the Savior: "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." God's grace, your faith. Someone said grace is the divine hand that extended healing, and faith is the human hand that reaches out to receive it. Go your way. The way of Bartimaeus was the way of the cross. It said, from that time on, he followed Jesus. Some early traditions say Bartimaeus would follow Jesus all the way to his passion. And later, he became a major figure in the church at Jerusalem. Personally, that's an easy thing for me to imagine. Isaiah 55:6 again says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." How do we make it through this storm? How do we make it through this plague? We're reminded that it's day by day in our last hymn. Day by day. Thank you. Many of you will have in your inboxes a message from our Facebook page or our web page inviting you to a time of fellowship after the service this morning. Mary is hosting that. If you don't get an invitation either from the church or from Mary, you can email Mary, and I'm sure she will send you an invite. And in the future, maybe we can get others to join us as well. But we're being careful because we want to invite those we know and those in the future who take part in our service. So if you message us your email address, we could send you an invite to that time of fellowship. Also, I would like to thank all of you who have been sending in support for the church during this time. And those who are using Tithe Lily, we thank you for your support. I do miss that part of our service where we worship the Lord with our tithes and with our offerings. I just also remind you to continue to support for our missionaries. Also, the unique ways that we have been able to get together. Last week, someone called from the parking lot and saying to Mona and I, we stayed inside the gate and they stayed at the top of the hill from between the church and our house and sang Easter carols to us. And that was a wonderful way to celebrate Easter. We also, on going home from church, found a couple of Easter eggs on our fence, and I had forgotten to eat breakfast that morning and was starving, so we went in and washed the Easter eggs and made egg salad sandwiches for our Easter dinner. So that was wonderful. And it's a joy to have all of those remembrances. If you'd like to give a call, feel free to call anytime. We always enjoy the fellowship over the phone. I think those are everything, all of our announcements. So let's close now with a word of prayer. Our Father and God, we thank you that we can get together through the internet. We think, Father, of all of our brothers and sisters around the world who don't have this capacity. We ask, dear Lord, that your presence would be very special to them today, that you would continue to move in our midst and their midst. And we pray, Lord, that through prayer, through confession, and through turning away, as your word says, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way and seek my face, I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. We pray, Lord, that not only would the curves be flattened out through the social distancing, but Lord, that you would minimize the damage as you did in the days of David. And for those, Lord, who are sick today, we ask, dear Lord, that you would heal them as you did so long ago. You healed Bartimaeus and so many people during your ministry here on earth. We thank you, Lord, that when we get to heaven, there will be no sickness, no more death, no more dying, and we will rejoice in you forever. And if there's anyone here today through the internet who needs to trust you as Savior, we pray, Lord, that they would say the simplest of prayers, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Save me in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and keep you during these times. We ask again in his name.